But as things have changed and the farming is going out of style and it's becoming more suburban rather than rural area, these ditches are not being kept clean. And you drive around the valley, look out in our yard, look out in our driveway, the alkali coming in.
It's like there was rock salt.
Well, it's dropped because everywhere. The ditches are no longer serving their purpose to carry the underground water out.
And I thought, too, it was that big dam that they built.
That Keystone Dam didn't help, but that's not the main problem. The main problem is that as the irrigation system has changed, when the dam became paid for, it was changed from the Bureau of Reclamation. The ownership of it, it's very complicated, it's all changed. The city won't, the county won't. New Mexico doesn't want to do Texas. Texas doesn't want a New Mexico. And you know what? The line is all around through the valley.
Yeah, yeah.
So nobody wants to take the responsibility of the expense of digging these ditches out.
Mm-hmm. Are you in Texas or New
Mexico? We're in Texas, but the state line is not more than 2 blocks away from here. And if they don't keep these ditches cleaned out like they're not going to, Mother Nature is reclaiming its bosque again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening here. And the farmers years ago out in the open fields in the wintertime between crops, they would auger down and drop half stick of dynamite down in there and break up the hard pan down in the farmland.
Mm-hmm.
And that would break up that caliche that we were talking about earlier and let the water drain out to these ditches and out. So you kept, as the irrigation water came in and sank down, it kept leaching all this alkali out.
Yeah.
Well, now the water table is so high that we're becoming bosky area again. And it's killing off a lot of the trees. We here at this house have lost 2 valuable trees that were put here in 1949. A huge weeping willow and a huge willow or elm tree that you probably saw stump out here.
And there's nothing you can do about that, is there?
Not really, because they cannot live in this alkali, and it's not just us, all over the valley. You drive up and down the roads here and look at the number of trees that are dying. Go up here by our fire station, the park. Used to be a beautiful park with trees.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked, we've done everything. They finally got a little bit of grass growing there now, and that's about it. Because you cannot get this vegetation that's not native to here to grow here with it being a bosque area.
That's right, yeah.
And that's what's happening here. And unless somebody listens and digs out these ditches and starts working the land the way that it was done by the farmers many years ago, we're losing out.
Yeah.
And we're losing it in a hurry.
Everybody's going to have to move away.
And over, just, you dig down out here and you find out how close you are to water table. We're right at the river level. You can dig down 2 feet right out here, anywhere you want to, and you hit the water. And the other thing that we have here is there's a lot of quicksand under the ground in this valley. And that's the other problem. They've put the sewer pipes down, and they just undulate underground. And they keep breaking.
Oh.
And when they break, it seeps out. It seeps out. Quicksand, and our streets keep falling in.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody would listen years ago as to how to avoid that. They put these sewer pipes down 10, 15 feet underground.
Yeah.
If they had laid them much closer to the top and put in a few more pump stations years ago, this city would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars cheaper. But they didn't do it.
They just didn't.
We just have had such poor planning and people that are running the city that don't know what they're doing.
Well, the people on the east side don't know anything about this area.
No. But our forefathers downtown don't know what they're doing either. We're so worried about taking care of that direction down there